Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And this video is marking May Day, the public holiday. And all right, in the United Kingdom, it's celebrated the nearest Monday there too. So it's going to be next Monday, making it a three-day weekend. So what is this? Was it Lubbock, that politician in the mid-19th century, a Liberal MP, Old Etonian, hurrah, who brought a lot of these bank holidays, St. Lubbock's Day. People called it jocularly. So May Day is the beginning of the summer. I often ask people, when does the summer begin in the British Isles? Now, the answer might be never, but officially the 1st of May. I mean, it felt like it began a fortnight ago this year. Wonderful April. April is the cruelest month. So wrote Thomas Stearns Eliot. I wonder if it's because then people think it's summer. They start playing cricket, the summer sport, but have to wear woolly jumpers because it's still so chilly. April showers. You think you've got a summer, but then the rain comes and bites you on the arse. So this goes back to ancient Roman times. Flora, as in the girl's name, the goddess of flowers. There was also Maya they celebrated it with. So it's when things are really in bloom and things like that. So you can read a lot about in ancient Roman mythology, and then pagans celebrated it as well. In Germanic times as well, Purgis Night. So for some people, it was the one night of the year when illicit sexual liaisons were tolerated. There was dancing around the Maypole in England, as in these long silk streamers or whatever, from some big pole up in the village green, in a circle, dancing around this way and dancing around backwards and so forth. Obviously, Old Noll, that's Cromwell, put a stop to that one because he felt it was pagan idolatry and indeed too much enjoyment. We can't possibly tolerate that. In Ireland, it was part of our Irish mythology, right? Beltane and so on. Yeah, that was it. Blessing cattle. I mean, there's a lot of carving in this season. And then May Day in the late, well, early modern era, a day of celebrating the Blessed Virgin and so on, a May crowning with a coronet of flowers and so forth. So it's a bank holiday in the United Kingdom. And Morris men in South Britain, they celebrate it. Now, they're only going from like the late Middle Ages. That's where it's first recorded. But they, some people think it's meant to be Moorish, wearing hats. They're not bowler hats. They're not top hats. I'm not sure how to describe them. Not quite stovepipe hats, shorter than that. They're not Panama hats. And wearing mostly white with bells tied just below the knees, some guy on the accordion, maybe some chap playing the fiddle, and groups of about eight lining up, dancing forward and dancing backwards and waving handkerchiefs in either hand. So the bells be ringing as they're dancing around and things like that. So there are various different types of Morris dancing. It was varied from village to village. It wasn't standardized. Only men were permitted to do it to the First World War. One man had his face painted black. Why, I don't know. Some people said it alludes to the 18th century, poaching in the forest, blacking up so they couldn't be too easily recognized. Somebody sees you, she can't identify you because they can't make out the features of persons painted his or face all black. Now, because of the Black Lives Matter movement, they don't paint it black these days. They paint the face any other color, blue, gold, orange, purple, doesn't matter, just not black. But it was not the sort of blackface thing. It's not an allusion to that at all. And then in the First World War, a lot of men were killed and some villages suffered very heavily because regiments were sort of based on counties. So to prevent the traditions being completely lost, there weren't enough men to carry on this in some areas. Women started to do Morris dancing for the first time. Now it's completely permissible for there to be female Morris dancers, although not that way women do it. It tends to be a middle-aged or older thing to do. I think it's a very good reason not to be English. I'm very proud to be Irish when I see Morris dancing. Okay, I'm being slightly cruel. Some people think it's a twee, quaint, even embarrassing folk festival, or one of the very few folk traditions left in England. In Ireland, we've got, you know, plenty of folk traditions, folk music, but England doesn't have that much. It's more high culture. It's not sort of unsophisticated, demotic as in England as it is in Ireland. So that's it. And then some people in Oxford stay up all night. I only did it once ever, managed to do it. Remember 20 years ago, staying up at about 4 o'clock and falling asleep in the common room. And then people came back and they'd been to out towards Magdalen Bridge, below Magdalen Tower, the choir getting up there to sing in Latin to welcome the dawn. And then there'd be thousands of revelers, whichever day of the week 1st of May happens to fall. They celebrate in the actual 1st of May, not the nearest Monday there too. And so the people have been all night parties. We might be there in dinner jackets or ball gowns or whatever. And there's a merrymaking on the street. So it's a day of revelry and debauchery. And so some bright sparks in the 1990s, after several drinks too many, thought it was a really good idea to jump off Magdalen Bridge into the Cherwell below, which is that rivulet that's a tributary of the Thames, or the Isis, as we call the Thames that flows through Oxford. Nobody died, thankfully. I don't know if there are any broken spines, but they easily could have killed themselves because the water is like about 1 meter deep max. But I realized that nobody died because I've waded in that river years ago, and then I sunk up to my knees in thousands of years of rotten leaves, a lot of very, very soft mud, and that's what cushioned the fall. So the police in the late 90s started blocking off that bridge for hours so nobody could hurl himself or herself off Magdalen Bridge there. So yeah, I'm not sure when that started. Obviously, Magdalen's only founded 1453, and Magdalen Tower wasn't finished at the end of the 19th century. Cardinal Thomas Wolsey was bursar, as an accountant of the college. The college almost went bust at the cost of building that 40 meters tall, in those days, the second tallest building in Oxford. It's memorably created these scenes. If you ever watch Shadowlands, came out in 1993, which is set in 1950s Oxford, when C.S. Lewis met or what's her name, the American poetess Joy Davidman. Davidman was her maiden name. Joy Gresham was her name, her married name after her first husband. So that's it. It goes on to this day, and I'd really like to go back sometime. So yeah, May Day, it's delightful. I'm just elated that everything's in bloom. Summer is blossoming. I can catch the scents of summer. I enjoy the cow parsley. I rejoice in simplicity and seeing trees with full canopies. The place luxuriates in verdure, seeing the candles in the trees. I don't know my oak trees from my whatever cedar trees from my horse chestnuts, but it is splendiferous. So it's magnificent, and to see the greensward carpeted in daisies, what are they, buttercups, sunflowers and such like. So yeah, I'm elated that made to this time of year, and I don't rise before the lark. Dawn is up very early, long hours of sunlight, fairly clement weather outside. So it's very pleasant to feel the wind against my flesh, and it's not even too strong. So I appreciate seasons in a way that I didn't beforehand. So this is the most wondrous time of year to be in the British Isles. And I really take the greatest pleasure in things like that, that are free, looking out on bounteous nature and the beauteous spread of plant life, and hear that the woods resound with bird song now that our feathered friends have come back from Africa. There's a lot of avian life at this time, and the forests are teeming with squirrels and such like, bunnies, little lambs bleating, and so forth. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure to subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Bye.